You know, one of the things you look for, I guess, in a good candidate for President of the United States is soundness of judgment. The President is called upon to make a lot of judgments and decisions in policy and other matters. Well, what you would look for in a President, one of the main qualities is good, solid judgment, or maybe even just plain horse sense. And I've always felt that one of the ways you can judge a person and their judgment is who they select for their associates. What kind of people do they hang out with? And I was thinking that maybe we ought to try to apply that test to a couple of the candidates for the job of President of the United States. What kind of judgment do they appear to have? Who do they hang out with? And of course, the big thing that immediately jumps to mind is Barack Obama has got this pal, Reverend Wright, who hates the United States of America and all that it stands for. He parades around under the mantle or facade of being a preacher or a pastor, but he's nothing but a rabble-rousing, anarchistic activist. Obama says, well, I can't renounce him. He's been my friend for a long time, my pastor. Why not? I'd renounce even a close relative if they felt the way about the United States the way this guy seems to feel about the country. Inflammatory statements about how bad it was. I'd renounce them, walk away from them. I don't care how close a friend they were. Then there's Hillary, who claims that her 30 years of marriage to Bill Clinton seems that her experience, which qualifies her for being President of the United States, is 30 years of marriage to Bill Clinton. I don't know anything about Bill Clinton's sexual prowess, and I, being a man, I can't tell you what it is in the looks of a man that's attractive to women. So Hillary Clinton, apparently, is attracted to Bill Clinton with a sufficiently strong feeling to marry him and stay married to him. In spite of the fact that he's a philanderer, he's unfaithful, he can't tell a straight story. I'm sure if you put Bill Clinton on the lie detector test, he would run a flat pattern because I think he's a sociopath. I don't think he has any emotions or conscience. And he'd just soon tell a lie as the truth. But anyway, the fact that Hillary Clinton married this kind of a guy and stays married to him tells you something about Hillary Clinton, in my opinion. Same way that Barack Obama's association with his radical pastor tells you something about Obama. And Hillary Clinton's association with Bill tells me that her selection of him shows poor judgment and disqualifies her from being president of the United States. This is Buck Compton.